The Anchorage School District recently said goodbye to one of its longest-serving and perhaps most unusual educators. As KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports, the departure leaves the district with a gap not likely to soon be filled.
Oh, that's part of his, the under of his shawl.
Last Friday, in the carpeted basement of the chalet at Russian Jack Park, a group of kids and their parents gathered to bid farewell to a beloved classroom instructor.
People just call him Tortoise. And his real name is Tort.
A Sonoran desert tortoise called Tort by those closest to him.
Our classroom tortoise has been in the Anchorage School District at three different schools. He was at Chugach Optional with his first owner, Betty McCormick.
That's Carrie Reardon, who inherited Tort from McCormick, and has been his keeper at the King Career Center for almost three decades since in the early education program.
It's a very unique program because we have the high school students and the preschool population and their families, so it's kind of a multi-generational educational experience. And as you saw, some of our students come back as parents.
One such parent at the retirement party was Crystal Bukala, who brought her daughter Mia, a recent daycare attendee in Tort's classroom, to say goodbye.
It's a happy but sad day. I know he's old and he needs to go someplace warmer, but I remember him being there when I was in high school 15 years ago, so he's been there forever.
Bukala's family had also volunteered to take Tort during school breaks and summer vacations, which, as Mia explained, had a wide range of educational and cognitive social benefits.
It was good, yeah. It was super fun.
The feeding, weekend check-ins, and host of extra chores that are part and parcel to pet ownership are one of the main reasons less and less classrooms have pets today. Reardon says that's a shame since they're such good teaching tools. They're an ever-present hands-on biology lesson. They also help teach the basics of caretaking, which is part of why Tort stuck around the early ed program for so long. But Reardon says the benefits of pet pedagogy go even deeper.
Especially early childhood classroom, where children are just beginning to develop empathetic skills and being able to look at things from another perspective or point of view. And so pets provide that opportunity, especially for young children when they're so excited about everything and everything's, and you saw them when they were with the tortoise, they looking at his eyes and his nails and, you know, how does he do this and why does he do this?
In keeping with broader demographic trends, Tort will be leaving the life he made for himself in the cold north to retire in Arizona. Specifically to the tortoise adoption program at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum, something like a free-range interactive zoo mixed with a reptilian retirement village. It's a bit of a full circle, since Betty McCormick, the original early ed teacher at King Career, came from the same area.
And she was the one responsible for bringing the tortoises to Alaska. She grew up in the Sonoran Desert.
Tort has been watched over and hand-fed his whole life, and no one is sure if he'll take to unfettered life out in the expanses of desert with other middle-aged turtles instead of human toddlers. But Reardon says if he's having trouble adjusting, the museum's lead herpetologist will help adopt him into a nice family in nearby Tucson, since he could live as long as another half century. That's the plan Reardon and McCormick came up with together. However, Reardon will have to carry the plan out by herself. McCormick, her mentor, passed away this summer.
That is why it meant so much to me to do this part of it, and to Betty, too. She was very excited about this and really worked with me on what we thought would be the best ending for him. And I was looking forward to her doing it with me, but I know she'll be there in spirit.
So, after three decades, Tort is finally saying goodbye to Alaska, even doing it in style. Reardon was able to talk the airlines into letting her take Tort as a carry-on, stuffed under a first-class seat inside what looks like a regular pet carrier, but weighs 17 pounds. For KSKA, I'm Zechariah Hughes.